Hi, welcome to After Buzz. We're going to talk about Westworld. We're going to unpack all these violent delights and violent ends. Join us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, welcome. Oh, we got a lot to talk about.
This is a bad impression of playing the piano. It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it. I'm Dave Child. Introduce yourself, Carrie.
What's up? Hey, guys. My name is Carrie Lane.
And we're here to talk about Westworld. We're
going to
unpack everything we saw, maybe dive in, try to explain some stuff. Now that we're experienced now, I hope you spent the whole week, like I did, watching the first season. Because I think really helps. Yeah, I think it really helps to watch this first season because it has a lot of... a lot of ins and outs that are happening.
It's an interesting show because we watched it, you know, week by week. When we first did it, I did it as a New Year's Eve marathon with some friends.
Oh, really?
That was fun because I knew it was going to go down and they didn't. And then I'd be like, so guys, what do you think about this? And the way we had so long to think about stuff, they didn't because it was like next, next, next. And I was like, oh, this is such a good binge show.
It is.
But then week to week, it's kind of nice to really get those gears going of thinking things because they totally didn't get the black hat thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, guys, come on.
What do you mean the black hat thing?
Who
who, like,
that was
past.
Different time periods and stuff.
Yeah, I was a little worried about the season because one of the things I liked from the first season is, like, the mystery of where we are, when we are, who is this person, what does this all mean? And now that's all been answered, and now it's more of a survival game. But
well,
there's
still a lot more of those.
There's still a lot of questions, and I think the questions are brought up.
Yes.
In this episode, and I thought that was pretty good. What was your overall thoughts of this ep?
I think it's great. It feels like we just picked right up again, which I always like with the show when they come back, instead of that delay of like, wait, where'd we leave off? Like, this is like, no. Also, we are in multiple time periods.
Yes,
which
we are.
We are.
And that's how I kind of want to break down the show. I want to talk a little bit about the multiple time periods.
Yes.
So let's start off, one, with the shortest time period that we have, which is what seems like it's Dolores and Arnold talking kind of way in the past. That's what it seems like, at least. That's my... I don't trust the show about when things are. If they're really in the past, I kind of suspect they might be in the future.
Yes.
So it starts off with this, with Arnold talking to Dolores, but it has an interesting opening. Well, it has an interesting opening where Arnold...
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes.
Because remember, back, Arnold was the guy...
I was forgetting they're the two names.
Yeah, they have the two names. So I'm going to refer to Arnold as Arnold when it seems like he's in the past. When it seems like it's before he gets... shot by Dolores. He was one of the creators of the, to refresh your memory, Ford, which is Anthony Hopkins, created the park with his partner Arnold, who is our main guy. I'm forgetting the actor right now. So, but he's, so get that up. I'm sorry, everybody. But he's the guy that we kind of follow. And then later when he's turned into a host, he's then known as Bernard. So,
yes, there we go. So you were thinking that was Arnold.
Well, it is Arnold because I think it's meant for us to think that it's Arnold because it's Dolores. And in the first season, Dolores had a lot of conversations with Arnold where Arnold's trying to figure out who Dolores is.
Yeah.
Does she have a conscience? Is she alive? And that's how he figures out she's alive. And he actually tries to shut down the park.
Right. Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright, of course. I love Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. He's great on Twitter, too.
Oh, is he?
He talks a lot, which is fun.
I love him. I've loved him since Angels in America. He's really great in Angels in America. Anyways, Jeffrey Wright. So Arnold, I think we're meant to think that this is just another conversation between Dolores and Arnold where it's Arnold trying to figure out if Dolores has a consciousness.
I don't know. I felt the roles were totally reversed.
That's what I noticed, too. I think they were reversed, which makes me suspect... this is actually from the future somehow, somewhere in the future, and it's actually Dolores trying to make Bernard have his own consciousness.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Because right now, the only one in the entire show that is actually thinking on her own and doesn't have the improvised imprint of a storyline is Dolores. That's kind of made canon.
Maeve is kind of a close second.
But Maeve isn't.
But she has the kid, the storyline.
Also, if you remember, at the end of the first season, just to remind everyone, she finds out, she thinks that everything she's doing is her own consciousness and her own thoughts. Even her wanting to leave the park. But then Bernard finds out and shows her in her code. It's in her code to leave the park. Mm. So someone put in her code that she's supposed to escape and wake up from her when she's being processed.
So if she doesn't, does that mean she has free will because she's going against code?
I'm saying she doesn't have free will next, because even Bernard says, listen, look at this. It's even in your code. It says you wake up, you try to escape, you go to the train. And then when you're at the train, she takes it back and says, no, I think for myself. So that made it a little suspicious, and it made even when she goes away from the train, that could still be part of the code. So the only one who actually has self-consciousness is Dolores. And so I think she might be trying to figure out who else and try to get everyone to think on her wavelength and have her own self-consciousness. Yeah. So that's what I suspect that maybe first one is. And we also see... We also see another opener. We also see another theme song. It's the same theme song.
New visuals.
This one has a buffalo instead of a horse, instead of someone riding a horse. It also has a lot of mother and infant, baby. You can see some embryo images. Mm-hmm. And you get a sense of that this is a rebirth. Now this is a rebirth story. By the way, please talk to us on the chat if you're watching.
Someone, though, says Maeve is awake.
No.
Can we make that chat a little bigger?
Yeah, and actually, if you do, I think a lot of people are going to think that Maeve is awake, but it's still a question right now, because she hasn't broken through the coding quite yet.
True.
She's still improvising from the coding. And there's going to be a moment where she has her own free will, and we don't know it yet.
Yeah.
That's going to be my big thing for the season, I think, is like, who has free will yet? The only one is actually Dolores. But I think she's going to try and teach everyone. I think there might also be, there's also a question of, is Ford the one, Ford laid all the tracks to get everyone into these positions? And it seems like that's the case, but could be a little different. Anyways, new opening, we get a sense of rebirth. Yes. We get a sense of everything is kind of new. This is a new group of people. A big theme for the last one is this world isn't meant for the people that exist. They can't be changed. It's meant for the people that are to come. And now we're at the people that are to come. We're going to meet these people as they gain as the singularity happens and people gain their, like, consciousness. Okay.
Well, the Man in Black gets his, this is meant for you now.
Yes. Yeah, this is meant. The Man in Black, who is also Bill, thinks that this entire thing has been for him, but it's all been...
That's very selfish.
Yeah. One of the things I love from the first season is he really thinks the maze is for him, and he's just looking for this Easter egg, and everyone keeps saying that it's not meant for you, and it is actually like just meant for the host to find their own consciousness.
Yeah.
But then there's also another timeline, another time period that happens 11 days after... The shooting of Ford.
Yeah.
So in the last season ended with Ford getting shot and then Dolores killing all of the guests who are also like board members of the park.
And donors, probably.
Yeah, and donors and killed. And we see Bernard waking up on the beach. The security force kind of coming up to him.
I like that it's been 11 days and he's laying on the beach and they're kind of not suspicious at all. Suspicious of like... How did you survive no food and water for 11 days?
I love how Bernard seems to be coasting a lot in this time period and the other time period with a general, listen, I just been through a lot of trauma, so that's why I'm a little off.
Yeah, nobody's questioning, like, maybe Bernard's one.
Yeah.
Nobody.
He's not a host. He's saying he's not a host, but he's the only people that know he's a host are actually Ford. Maeve knows he's a host. And probably other hosts, when they meet him, will know that he's host because we now know of this neural network.
Yeah. Hale had suspicions where she's like, you're being weird.
Yeah. Is Hale, is Hale the...
Tessa Thompson.
Tessa, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So in this 11 days later, he wakes up. He's found by the security force. He's taken in custody, and we get a sense of what has gone down. We have a new... Carl Strand is a new character.
Yes, Floki. Gustav Skarsgård.
Oh, okay.
He's Floki on Vikings, for anybody who watched Vikings.
Oh, great.
I was just like, oh my gosh, it's him. It's so weird to hear his voice, though, because he has a very particular voice on Vikings.
Is it because of an accent or something?
Kind of. All the Vikings people right. have, like, a quote-unquote accent. It's a way cool. they talk. But anyway, he has, like, a weird kind of laugh, and you can kind of hear it a little bit. This, and he's super tall, so I kind of was curious on that when they're, like, standing next to each other. He's a very tall and skinny guy.
Yeah, and he's head of operations.
Yes.
And they're part of the search and rescue of the park, and they're trying to find the people that are still alive within the park themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you do get a sense that there are... He does say, at the end of the episode, he does say that there are... 100 people in the park still that they're looking for.
Yeah, they made it sound like a lot of people actually escaped, which I thought there was a lot of party guests, but this makes it sound like there's a lot
well,
more.
Well, there's party guests, but there's also people who were just at the park.
And are they referring to this park or the other parks too?
That's another reveal we have. We not only get...
They said park six.
Yeah. Well, they say in the opening of the episode when we're in this 11-day later time period... parks. They said parks, and that's the first time we know that there's a samurai world because we've seen a bit of the samurai world from at least the backstage.
Yeah,
but that was the only other world we knew about, and that's the only other
officially,
park. So when he said parks, I was like, wait a second, there's more than one other park then.
Yeah,
because he wouldn't have said parks; he would have just said the other park. Yes. Or not one
well,
of the other
I think
other
the
parks.
Fact saying park six makes it sound like there's six different ones at least.
And then at the end of the episode, when they come across the Bengal tiger, they say that the tiger's from park six.
Yep.
So that means there's at least six parks. I think we can pretty much assume Westworld is park one.
Yeah, because, I go with the western one is the first one.
Yeah, and also they...
Probably most simplistic in a way.
They also said in the previous season that that was that a lot of the first... hosts that were built by Ford and Arnold were at Westworld.
Mm-hmm.
And you even saw them being built. You saw Dolores kind of in a metal frame and metal body and all that. Because she's one of the...
The original.
Yeah, she's
So they'd be the first round. Round one.
Yeah. So round one. So we don't know when Samurai World comes in. We don't know about these other places. And we also know that a lot of... there seems to be... A lot of people kind of in security and the search and rescue are kind of jockeying for different people in charge. There seemed to be a Chinese military group that were there.
Yeah, and they were like, here's some money, sign the NDA. And because they referred to it also as like an island, it made it sound, because they're like, get the information back to the mainland. Because Hale was like, you got to get the info back. So then I'm like, wait, is this just an island somewhere? Because we see the ocean... In at least two different places.
Yeah. Well, we do have there is a question about how is this whole area shaped?
We also thought this was on the moon. There were theories of that last season.
I still have a theory that this might not necessarily be on Earth, at least.
Because, it's still possible.
Because it's also like, how do they have all this land?
They
have a lot of space for not one park, but six.
Yeah.
So if they have six parks going on, I want to know where this is and how it's shaped and how are they all connected.
Davey in the chat says it's on an island.
Uh-huh.
Jason in the chat points out similarities to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, well, the first Westworld was actually written by Michael Crichton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and it makes sense because there's different sections in Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
ABK88 says could be an island off of Japan.
Yeah.
It was Chinese military, so sure.
Yeah. I love how Davey Elmer is like, it's on Earth, Dave. There's no proof of that.
We have no final confirmation.
Show me proof it's on Earth, and I'll say there is no actual definitive proof of that.
off the coast, Xavier says could be on Mars, but thinks it's on Earth.
There's a lot of things.
There's no confirmation specifically, though it makes me think it's an island in the ocean. But again, to have so much control over it, it makes almost more sense for it to be on another planet.
Yeah. Also in this 11 years later, we do see that there's suddenly an ocean Yes. That they didn't expect to be there.
Yeah.
And that's when they find where all the hosts are gathered, and they seem to be there.
And they looked more clustered in the image that I was a little surprised. I'm like, oh, it's just random floating bodies.
Well, yeah, I think it's because they're all underwater.
I was thinking that too, that there'd be a congregation of them underwater.
Yeah, I think that might be what it was. And then Bernard said, I've killed them all. And then it even showed what we think is Teddy.
It looked kind of like Teddy.
Which is surprising, especially since Dolores says this ends with me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect Teddy to be a part of that somehow.
So people in the chat, and if you're not joining us live, no problem, comment down below. The body we see in the water, there's kind of like a shot looking at it. You can't see the face clearly. And then there's an underwater shot. It looks kind of like Teddy.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Teddy or who let do us you know. Think it is?
It's a little dark, the screen we were looking at, but it looked like Teddy to us.
Yeah.
So there's a scene where it is. Bernard says, I've killed them all. We kind of assume maybe he did some coding.
Could have sent a virus in the program.
Yeah.
Because he said they're all connected like a hive mind.
I'm also thinking, rather than that, I think he brought in the sea. I think he drowned them all at once.
Mm.
I think because there's a sea there that's not expected to be there.
Sure.
I think he manipulated the actual park itself to kind of flood the area. But we don't know why, and we don't know why he's going after this. And we also, Bernard is a big question mark because he's on both sides of the equation. He's a guy who always saw himself as not one of the guests, but one of the maintenance people of the park. Mm-hmm. But he's actually a host.
Yep.
So he has to deal with that.
And some critical malfunctions. Someone pointed out, chat room does agree. They think it's Teddy. Thank you very much for chiming in. Pointed out he was kind of had like a fluid draining out of his ear early on.
That's true. It was like a white fluid. But that's also why we'll get to that in a second.
We'll get to that in a second.
Mm-hmm. But also we have a question of that was a tiger, and the tiger did drift from another park. So we do get a sense that maybe the parks are connected by bodies of water.
That makes sense. Also, depending on what kind of people it is, they're probably not making boats to explore other lands. Oh my gosh, it's Moana. They want to stay on their little island. They don't want to explore.
It's Moana. That's the big twist is this entire time. It's
if you put a directive in them not to necessarily explore beyond that, it kind of makes sense that they wouldn't go find the other islands.
Yeah.
Because that'd be kind of cool.
Real quick, Jason Henderson in the chat says the ocean will connect all the parks together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good theory. That's a good theory from Jason.
Yeah.
And I think that could be true, because we do like that's where we see the tigers on the edge of the ocean. Speaking of directives, though, I have one directive for you, which is to listen to the podcast Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, which is made for you to grow in all areas of your life. It's hosted by AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let Maria be the big sister you've never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let them know that the people from Westworld sent you over. The people from AfterBuzz Westworld sent you over. That'll be helpful. Thank you for helping us pay our bills and build our hosts. And now I want to talk about what most of the episode, where it took place, which is right after the shooting of Ford.
Yes.
And we jump all over the place, but one of the people we visit with is actually with Maeve.
Mm-hmm.
We're with Maeve and, oh, can you help me with the, who's the guy that writes for the park?
Lee?
I
wrote his name down. I'll pull up the actor right now, but the character was Lee.
Lee, who's our writer from the first season, who really wanted to take over the park rather than take over for Ford.
Simon Quarterman playing Lee Sizemore.
Yes, Lee Sizemore is he's stuck with the guy, the villain he thought was Wyatt, because Ford gave him kind of busy work to keep him busy, and he built a cannibal that he thought was Wyatt, and it turns out Wyatt is, of course, Dolores.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, he built his guy, and he made it so there's even a scene in the first season, and this is why it really benefits to watch the first season again, where he decides whether he wants to choose between moist or fresh. when it says I choose to eat my meat moist.
Ah, yes.
And he decided to stay with moist, and I'm glad he did, because it's a creepier thing to say than fresh. But that's what happens with the guy when he's about to kill him. And then Maeve comes in, and Maeve still is one of the only people with the ability to control hosts, to freeze their motor functions, and to change where they their perceptions. Do we have something from the...
No, funny joke. Jen next makes a funny joke of Lee size less, because his name is Sizemore.
Oh.
And they make the joke.
Yeah.
I was actually, I don't know, were you guys surprised? I didn't.
I think he was all right.
I thought he was fine. I was more the surprise that he actually got naked. I had a moment that I'm like, oh, they're just going to show his butt and then show like his hips up.
No, you
sign up for this show and you sign away your rights of like, I'm going to be naked.
You sign up, and that's one of the things that happens after Maeve finds him and finds our villain.
Hector.
Yes. When he finds Hector, and I love how they're still... weirdly
Rodrigo Santoro. Quite a few people in the chat are saying that Maeve is awake and referring to a previous interview too.
Okay. All right, I'll look at that interview, but
I think maybe.
They made it a point that Maeve is not fully awake, that all of her stuff could still be part of her code. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not going to agree with the chat on that, but feel free to disagree with me on that. I think there's going to be a point where she totally breaks from her code somehow, and it's going to make a point of it.
I think she's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think she's awake, but she's struggling to fight against that coding.
Yes.
Like, I feel Dolores is 100% past that point.
Yeah.
Maeve's more like a 75.
Yeah, maybe. It's just everything that she's done so far has been in her code.
It's really makes a good point. Where's Sylvester and the other...
I know. Sylvester and Tweety?
Yeah. No, they were both the cats.
Yeah. It was Sylvester and Felix.
Thank you.
It was Felix. There, I haven't seen them yet. I think Sylvester was left right when she got onto the train, so we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah.
And Felix, I feel like he was kind of cut out pretty fast.
Yeah.
After Maeve turned.
He puts his name in as Lutz because it's Felix is the one that lasts long.
No, it's Sylvester is the one who is
Sylvester.
The Asian guy.
Okay, they put him as Lutz.
Okay.
On there, but Leonardo Nam.
We apologize. There's a lot of people on the show, so it's hard to kind of follow.
No, it's fine. I need to link it, but I got to talk to him last year at the Los Angeles Asian Pacific Film Festival, and I kind of was like, "Are you in love? Is your character in love with Maeve?" And it was a fun little interview because I was like, oh my gosh, from Westworld. And
right.
So it was really fun to talk to him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
check out on Twitter after.
We do not know where they are, but we do see that Hector and Maeve forced Lee to change.
Yes.
And that's where I think in like HBO world, it's now like, you know, they have to keep it open for male nudity.
Well, there was the guy on the table that the drone was working on that I was like, that's a rather bushy person.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, there's a mound
that,
of hair
that has
there.
Happened sometimes. There was one actor, we won't get into it too much, but there was one actor from last season who was one of the main actors. And when we saw her naked, I was like, oh, there's a lot of, not a lot of trimming there. But I think that's just part of the charm of Westworld.
It's au naturel. They did not hear about waxing yet or shaving.
And also, this was Maeve's kind of striking back because they force all the hosts to kind of be naked as they assess them. And
which I was surprised he cared because if he really thinks she's not real and the other one's a man that like if you, some people you don't mind changing for the same sex. Mm. I don't know why he cares that much because it's not like a normal human.
It's also really hard to not think Maeve is like real. Like that's it true. Really is. It does feel like she's as real as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of where we leave them. I think they're trying to find where Maeve's daughter is.
Yep.
And it feels like from what they saw in the when they looked up the position is that the daughter is still where her memories are, which was back at the homestead. Because she has memories of being someone who's just working on a farm, and then also memories
like,
of being a madam.
It's a waste of your character. It's like, oh.
Right. Waste of your charm.
Do you think she actually cares about Hector, or is just using him as a means to an end?
I think she does care about Hector.
I think she does,
too. I think there is something there, and I think there's some...
They connect, for sure.
Yeah, if anything, I think that might be against her, more against her code than anything else. Mm. Because I think it's... the memories of her daughter have made her care about her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But her daughter, you know, there is the discussion of like, I think that she's going to probably show up and I think the daughter's going to have a new mother. You know, so it's I think that's going to be a question of they must have recast the mother.
Yeah.
So she's going to have to deal with the fact that it's not her daughter anymore. So we also, during this time period of right after, we also follow Bill, our man in black.
Yes.
And Bill is he's happy. Mm-hmm. he feels like he reached what he hoped was the end of the maze.
Game.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. This is what his Easter egg was. He is not someone who wants to end. I think he really wants to die in the park, but he wants to die fighting.
Remember, we all thought like maybe he was dying of something, and so he wanted this as a way to go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Essentially,
I think there is still a sense of that. Maybe not that he's dying, but he realizes
he's older.
Old. Yeah, he's older now. They did say in season one that he's lost his wife.
Yeah.
And I think he's looking for a way to kind of end in a blaze of glory because it seems to be devoted to the park. So you see him survive, kind of move on. He's probably the best person to survive in the park because he has 30 years of experience.
He's been playing this game for a long time.
It's a long time. He's really good at what he does.
Good.
And I love how we find out his horse's name is Ned. I don't think that was discovered in season one. And Ned is a great horse name. And and so we also see him have an interaction with young Ford, the kid who was built by Ford to be a representative of himself just so he can kind of talk to.
Yeah, but he had that kind of voice altering. And I'm like, so Ford lives on in the game.
That's a question.
Yeah.
That's a question of how much is Ford is still in the game.
Well, when I heard the double voice, it made me think if you really are that kind of programmer and like that would be a way to live on, that you could program your essence into the game, essentially a way to live forever.
Right.
So that was kind of there. And then it made me think like in Ready Player One, that guy, the designer of the game, he also essentially put himself in the game.
True.
Too. So.
Yeah. There is a question about what. Could Ford's memories and essence be somewhere in the game?
Yeah.
If it wasn't that kid was shot and taken off the board pretty fast.
I feel he's in the system somehow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, but that also, I could also see that being the only time we get a hint of
that. Or it could be
that's
it. Yeah.
I think that might have been a nice little, like, goodbye.
Yeah.
And because this is all, this was his big going away in a blaze of glory, like I think we suspected Bill was looking for. And so now Bill is looking possibly for an escape, but also just to, he's looking for an escape because even Ford puts it in a way, young Ford says, now you need to find your way from the middle to the out. And this game is meant for you, which I thought was great.
Yes.
All right. Also during this time, we have Dolores. We have what's happening with Dolores. She's gaining forces. She's hanging guests. She's shooting guests. One moment I really liked and why I wanted to play the entertainer at the beginning of this is when we go to the piano and we hear the entertainer, I realized I think that's the first time we hear an actual like ragtime player
song
from that piano.
Instead of a cover.
Yeah, it's not a Radiohead song.
Yeah.
It's not the theme song to Westworld. It's an actual
little jig.
Yeah, an actual thing that would be in a player piano. So, and then we cut to Dolores gunning people down and the rest of the hosts.
Oh, her
gunning
riding
people
on a
down.
Horse. I'm like, she is so BAMF right now.
Yeah. And I love how she has this like new outfit that's
the
dress.
Well, I think it's the dress and she's removed the top because the skirt seemed the same. I liked her pants outfit though, she had in season one for a little bit. And I feel she's more practical in pants, but she might get to pants
later.
But
this is interesting because I feel like I think what they're doing with her costume is they're placing her in a timeline. Or you're seeing her growth in a lot of ways. And
she still has the skirt, but ripped off. And then she has the gun, the bullet.
Right. Because the pants and the shirt were good, but I kind of associate that with Bill's girl. You know, because that's what she wore when she was tagging along with Bill and like helping people out and starting to shoot people up. Now she is a new being. She's a totally new being. And she's tied into the guns And she's tied into the action hero side of it, but she also has a little bit of the farm girl still in her.
Mm-hmm.
And that great conversation and monologue she has with that one guest where she talks about how she thinks about being a farm girl and also what Wyatt thinks.
I am of multiple minds about it.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's a very human thing, though, too. I mean, how many times have we, and then you out there as well, how many times have you thought of something, and then you're kind of like, well, I could do this, 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 or this, and this is how I feel about it. Like, you're not necessarily like, this is the one thing I'm going to do.
Right, right. So it's, and it is.
I liked it.
What's very human about her is that she recognizes she has these two instincts and two sets of coding that she could go down, which is Wyatt, which was programmed by Arnold to kill off people in the beginning of the game, and also the Dolores side of it, that farm girl side.
Yeah.
And she has to be somewhere in the middle. So she's figuring out who she is, and that's why I think she's the only one with free will. Because anyways, we do get a we get a moment with her and Teddy where she says to Teddy that this will end with me and you. That's why I was so surprised to see Teddy at the
in the water. Yeah.
So maybe that's not his end beat. Maybe that's just part of it.
Yeah. Well, also then she's like, I need to show you something.
Yes, and we don't know what that is. Yeah. So there's another mystery that we're about to see. What does she want? You also she also says that they have to do more than take over this world. There's a whole world outside that they have to take over. Okay, and now I want to...
that's rather ambitious. Of like,
that is very ambitious.
I was like, all right, I understand within the game, and you got your game, and like take over that, you got free reign of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, I want to go to the outside world that I know nothing about and try to take over that. Oh, wait, there's a lot more people out here than
I feel like she doesn't realize what the outside world is like.
Oh, but actually, we don't know how many people out there, too, because remember we also last season had theories that like... one, depending on where they are, literally outside, either nobody's around, you're on a planet, or a lot of people are dying because they were saying that Bill's character had done a lot of pharmaceutical stuff,
Right, and so saved a lot of people's lives. Yeah.
So we don't know how healthy that outside
world is. It is like, what is this economy like where they can afford the cost of this place?
Yes.
And that also brings up a question about what are they getting from this place?
Yeah.
Which brings me to what's happening with Bernard right after the shooting. He's in the stable. He's with, is it Hale?
Yes, it's Charlotte Hale. I was Charlotte referring to her Hale. As Hale. It's just like a last name.
Okay, so he's with Charlotte, and they're trying to, they escape with another guest who's thinks he's all that.
Oh, yeah, when they find the trap, that was so
that
good. I knew it was weird. I'm like, that person's not moving.
No. And
come
Bernard
on.
Knew.
Your human trigger should be like, ooh, something's wrong.
Yeah, and it brings up the question about where's Bernard right now? Because there is something leaking from his ear.
Yes.
And I think that showed that there's fluid, there's brain fluid. Let's just call it what it is. Scientifically, it's brain fluid leaking from his ear. So he knows he has to, in order to kind of...
He needs to get juiced up again.
He needs to
get
juiced up.
He's doing his twitching.
So he's with Charlotte, and Charlotte introduces him to a hidden underground section that I don't think Ford even knows about.
Yeah.
Or maybe he does, but, you know, who knows. But that she set up, because you have to remember what they discovered in the first season is that her and... I forget her name now. I was having... Who Bernard was having an affair with.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Nope. That
no, that is Hale. Anyways, they were transferring information off of Westworld, out of Westworld, because the big thing Hale was talking about was the big bucks, the big product is actually the code and the technology that's inside of Westworld, and also. It seems
too far down.
It might be actually the experiences of the guests and
their
DNA.
That was creepy. They're like, it's the experiences and their DNA. And then he's like, why? And we don't get that answer.
And she's like, let's not talk about it. And she's built her own droid host or drone host.
Yes. Those are creepy.
So creepy. Good
job.
The
no face. Oh.
No face, but all muscle.
Yeah.
And it's all like.
Oh, Teresa. Thank you.
Teresa, thank you very much.
Oh, actually, I think he calls her Teresa. Well, that's
no,
Teresa,
it's Teresa.
Thank you.
Anyways, oh man, we have a lot to talk about, but we have to start wrapping up. Anyways, they're beaming out the info that they've collected from different guests.
Yep.
And Bernard takes the ability to refill his brain juice so that he can keep going. Because we do know he lasts at least 11 days because we see him later. We don't know what has happened to Charlotte during that time.
And we don't know how long that time gap is, too.
Yeah.
Because it could have been, he could have been with Charlotte for like all 10 days and only been on the beach for one.
Right.
We don't know that.
So okay, like, so that's what's happening with them. I do want to talk about a little bit, just quick predictions, stuff that we know is coming down the pipeline.
Well, we know Peter Abernathy will be back.
After Buzz TV predictions.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes.
We do know Peter Abernathy will be back.
Yes.
And it's who joined us last season on the show.
Might be joining us this season.
Hopefully. We'll see what we can do. So they're looking for him, and so are we.
Yes.
So he might be in the next episode, but
and
who knows?
And why is he the host they want?
We do know why. Because they've loaded him up with a lot of information from the last one. They've loaded him up with a lot of code.
So the question is, where is he?
Yeah, where is he? Why is he missing? They got to look for
last
him.
Last time he was in storage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that we're going, we do see a little bit of a hint in the next week on that Maeve is in Samurai World.
Mm-hmm.
We have a real badass shot of Maeve holding a samurai sword. So can't wait to see that. We do know that young Bill is coming back. Jimmy Simpson. I could be saying his name wrong, that actor. But the guy who played young Bill, he's coming back. And so we're going to have more flashbacks to kind
of
that
great.
Time.
Oh, yeah. I liked his character a lot, the older version.
And also we saw next week that we saw a little bit of Dolores in what seems like a city. And I don't know.
Maybe that's one of the, I think that'll be one of the worlds.
That might be one of the worlds. I think they're hinting at the idea that that might be outside of the park. But we also see people frozen, so I think that might be one of the worlds. Okay.
And then something people brought up that it's a good question. Does Bernard have Arnold's DNA?
True. It seems like he does because they also let him into that stuff.
Yes.
And I think that showed why maybe they're collecting the DNA.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to build replicants of people.
Yes. I think that's that theory.
Guests who are also very powerful people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. We have so much more to talk about, but we have to wrap. I'd like to thank you for joining us. Please join us next week for the Westworld AfterBuzz. Where can they find you, Carrie?
Yes, you all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E.
And you can find me at MRDaveChild on Twitter or also DaveChild.com, where you'll see a bunch of my stuff and some music videos I'm in where I'm dancing with folks.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us. Join us next week. I won't be here, but my friends will be, and we'll all be talking about Westworld. So thank you, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I hope you have a deep and dreamless slumber.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.